Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk about pet names.
Yeah, we do.
Not like dog, but
what?
Like...
Oh.
Sparky and Fido.
No, yeah. like you're... When you're in relationships... I can't even look at Steve on this topic, because are you ever in a relationship, or are you just in
I was
hookup?
In a few, yeah. It was in a couple.
Do you have pet names for each other?
I think it's demeaning to like look at your significant other as like
my
a
God.
Sort of pet.
Sort of, no, but just like...
Oh my gosh.
That's the...
Do you do the... I'm trying to think of what you would do, because you're not... You have no...
would never say any... Or maybe he would to butter him up, but I feel like they all give him a pet name, and he's just like,
wow,
what's
Amber.
Your name?
Yeah.
What do they call... What would they... Hold on. Don't say. I think Steve is a... Is he a babe or a honey?
Like, I was going to say honey.
Honey?
I've actually been a boo. I wish, yeah.
You've been a boo.
I was a boo.
You I'm going to tell you right now, you're not a boo.
I'm not a boo.
You know, there's nothing boo about you.
Okay.
What? Yeah, have you really?
I've been a boo, and I've been a pookie.
I was a pookie, too.
Yeah, oh, you were a pookie?
Yeah, he was also pookie. But
oh,
you
no
called
way.
Each other pookie?
It started as a joke.
No.
Like, we were doing it to be annoying and silly and, like, gross our friends out. And okay. Then it stuck years. And then eventually it was, like, pookie with baby talk. And I was like, this is going to make me throw up. Yeah, like, you have to stop.
Baby talk, that's where you got to just...
The baby talk... Super turn off. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm not into it.
It is an instant relationship killer for me.
Yeah.
If you can't get out of it, yeah, we're done.
We immediately stopped having relations after that.
You did? Oh, yeah, that'll teach you.
I was like, yeah, I can't ever do this with you ever again now.
But what's worse, do you think, Amber, being that a pookie or a bun? I remember, Slacker used to be a bun. Who's the bun?
Who's the bun?
I'd rather be a boo
she
than a
never
bun.
Said, she never said, who's the bun, for one. Can I tell you, like, it started because we had friends, and they called each other Bug.
Bug, really?
And you know what? Bug is actually kind of cute. It's
hey,
like,
Bug.
What are you
it
doing,
reminds
Bug?
Me, like, oh, yeah, okay, that's cute,
yeah.
I guess.
And then...
I just thought they, like, were bugging each other.
No.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, hey, Bug. How would you do today, Bug? So then...
Oh, it's the voice. You have to
right.
Do the voice
you have, to, you have to definitely change your voice when you're using your pet name. So we hung out with them. And then the next day, she was like, what are you doing, Bug? And I was like, mm-mm. You can't... We can't take somebody else's...
Oh, glom there.
Yeah. So she's like, okay, Bun. And I was like, no, you've got... No.
That was fast. She was clever.
Well, she was just ready to be like, I'm going to change the consonant. Bulb. Bub. Let's go with Bun. She called me Bun.
Because, oh, she liked your tushy or something, or...
I don't have a butt.
Oh, maybe that's...
I've never had a butt. Is that weird?
It's an ironical pet name. Well, you didn't...
No, I don't even know what it... I never thought of it as butt before.
Yeah.
I thought it was more like... I don't know what I thought it was. Like, I was warm bread. Like, I thought I was
that's
like...
That's what I'm
like
picturing. A, just right. A roll. Like, right. Like a roll. Bun.
Come here, bun. So there's a doctor that says, like... I don't know. I haven't really read the story, so I'm just going to read it here. Like, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing to have pet names for each other.
Uh-oh, okay.
He actually says, using pet names for our loved ones lets them know we adore them.
Oh, adore.
Yes. But he says we need to discuss it first. Did you... I mean, You said you guys started Pookie as a joke. They're like, so you have to sit down one day and go,
that's not...
I've decided we should have pet names for one another. Who would you like to be called?
Call you.
From this moment forward, I decree that you shall be Boo.
Let's say I found out that another guy was Boo before me. Is that it's a used pet name? That's
I feel
not...
like most pet names are used. Like you just get you're so used to saying baby. Like I say baby a lot.
See, I'm a babe, not a baby.
Nice.
What's the difference? Is it too demeaning?
No, I don't think so. I've just always said babe. I don't think I've ever called one of my boyfriends baby.
Babe's good.
But baby is better in relations for some reason. That sounds like...
In relations, yeah, yes.
Oh, baby, that's great. Yeah. Like, you don't say, oh, babe, that's
Are you
great.
A parent having relations?
I know, it gets weird. Because I've used baby for the longest time.
You can't be... A guy can't be a baby. You got to say it to the
I think guy I can be a baby.
I can be
really?
A baby. Oh, yeah. Try it. Look me in the eyes and call me
baby.
I'd
rather go bun than baby.
I need you to call me baby. Just one time. Will you? A little bit.
Put you in the corner, baby.
you know, by the way, did you know that was just like, let's get ready to...
They service marked you can't put baby in a...
Those jerks from Dirty Dancing would come after you if you said that.
Jerry Orbach,
yes.
He's the one that gets the most money from...
Nobody gets to say... That in the corner.
I'm going to change it to bun.
Yes. Nobody puts bun in there. All right. So here's what he says to do. He says, you got to say, babe, this feels good snuggled up to you like this. Do you like it when I call you babe? I don't know how deep into the woods we want to get on this, but I'm just saying this. If I start to have a conversation about pet names, it's not a pet name anymore.
You're right.
It's lost. But we live in this politically correct society where I can't just suddenly start calling you.
But I do like the fact that they give you an out. Is it okay if I call you that? Because if you don't like it, that's your chance to step up. If they just spontaneously give you a pet, you don't want to wreck their passion. So then you're
stuck. I just have to go back to the Boo. When somebody started calling you Boo, you had to be like, you had to cringe every single time. Every time my ex-wife said bun, it drove me nuts.
But did you have to act like it didn't? You
of like, course. Oh, I so married her. Like, I had to be like, oh, bun.
Because it's too late to go. By the way.
I let it happen like during relations hardcore one time.
Bun during relations?
Yes. Do that more, bun. And you're like... Yeah, and then once you've, that's your tacitly approving it. Like once you've,
you haven't said
once
piped
you've,
up.
Like, you know, it's like if you say, Moxie, come here, and she comes, and that Moxie's her name. And she said, do that more bun. I did that more bun. And so that's my name. Like I owned the name.
But if it's during relations, you want it to be a little bit more masculine, a little bit more.
You do. There's nothing like harder bun.
Slacker
and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.